Hello and welcome to the Extra Dinero Podcast. This is JR. I hope you're having a great and productive day. If you're a first-time listener, welcome. If you're a returning listener, I thank you very much and we'll keep on working hard to provide a service to you so that you keep on returning and sharing this podcast with your friends and family and like-minded individuals. So the Extra Dinero Podcast was created to help you make money online, specifically with selling on eBay, reselling on eBay. If you've been following my podcast, a lot of my eBay profits, I'm starting to reinvest them, not only into my eBay business, but in stocks. Before we continue though, I want a short disclaimer. I am not a financial advisor. Please do your research. Please just invest the money that you know you could lose, and don't invest more money than you really could afford. Again, I'm not a financial advisor. I just want to share my experience with you so that if you've ever wondered how to invest and how it is to be a rookie investor like myself, and that you can listen to this podcast and make a decision on whether or not investing in stocks is for you. The platform that I use to invest stocks is Robinhood app. And the reason I use Robinhood is because there are no fees and no minimums. So you don't pay any fees to buy or sell any stocks. And there's also no minimums. I mean, you could start with $10, $50, $100 and play the stock market and try to get a feel for it. And in the past, I've always wanted to invest. However, a lot of these firms require minimums. And some of them are like, I believe, $2,501 minimum. I think the smallest minimum that I ever encountered was $500. But still, $500 is a lot of money for a lot of us. So I understand why a lot of people would not invest. I mean, I could not invest at the time. However, with Robinhood, it's free, completely free, and there's no minimums. You could start with whatever money you have in hand that you want to play with. So that's the platform that I use to invest. So I've invested in a lot of in different companies. I've always wanted to diversify my portfolio. However, on today's podcast, I want to talk to you about one stock that I've been very excited, and I'm sure if you've listened to my previous podcast, you know which one it is, and it is Disney stock. If you've listened to the podcast before, my family and I are huge fans of Disney. We have annual passes, which we've been able to purchase selling on eBay with those eBay profits. I've been able to purchase four annual passes, and if you've ever been to Disney or own an annual pass or just inquired about it, you know it's not cheap. I believe I paid about close to $500 a piece. So yeah, it's not cheap, and I'm extremely grateful for eBay because that's allowed me to purchase those and have some fun at Disney with my family. I believe it was an article, I forget which one it was, of Warren Buffett, and he said that he invests money in companies that make people happy. And that always, you know, I always think about that. I mean, if Warren Buffett does it, why wouldn't I, right? So Disney, why not Disney? We love Disney. We go to Disney all the time. We love the Disney movies. I keep up with Disney news. So I've decided to buy some Disney stock. And I'm happy to say that I've had a great return, which is to me is awesome. So last week Disney announced their streaming service, they announced the pricing for their service, which is about $6.99, is $7, and that just made the stock skyrocket. And I was very excited to see that, and it made me extremely happy. And to you, might not be a lot of money. You might say, why are you so excited over I made a total return of 8.47. I'm looking at my Robinhood desktop app right now, and I made a return of 8.47%. So, I mean, to you it might not seem like a lot, but to me, to have my money somewhere and make money for me, it's amazing. I really didn't do much to earn this $102.43. That's my total return on the stock so far. I just opened my phone, I moved some money around, I left it there, and I've made $102.43. If you're working at a $10 an hour job, that's a 10-hour workday for you to get $100. And I made it clicking some money, depositing the money, reading about it, obviously doing some research of the company, and depositing my money into the Robinhood app and trading. To me, that's amazing. $102.43. To me, it's opened a bunch of possibilities, and I keep on investing money on different stocks. But today, I want to tell you about the Disney stock. The analysts have some analyst information here on Robinhood. Is still at a 78% rating to buy, so it's still a good option to buy now. I got in, I believe, at $110. So, I mean, I'm very excited for that. And I did invest about, to be completely honest with you, let me see if it shows me that information on the. It doesn't. It shows more information on the desktop app of Robinhood than it does on your phone. So I'm using my desktop now. But so my total cost, I've invested $1,208 of Disney stock. I own 10 shares, and I made $102.43. So my equity is $1,311.30. So. Wow, that's amazing. I made $102.43. And I believe I started investing in Disney about 3 months ago. So it did take some time. However, if you have a savings account and you put your money into savings account, you don't even get a percentage return on it. So think about that. I mean, in 3 months, I believe it was 3 months ago that I've invested this money. I've already made 8.47 return on my money. So that's amazing to me. And I hope you see the possibilities as well to invest money. And the more money you invest, hopefully the more return you'll get. And there is a possibility that you will lose some money. But I want to, personally, as of now, I have not lost any money. So that's very exciting for me. As of right now, my portfolio has let me see if I could get that information. One second. As of right now, my portfolio has a return of 11.32%, and that's amazing. I haven't been doing this for, I believe I started in December of last year, I believe. Well, let me see. Don't quote me on that. I don't know if there's a different way to see this, but if not, I will make sure to get it and maybe get you that information later. Hold on. No, actually, yeah, I think I have it here. Let's see. Yeah, I believed I started in October of last year. I started with $30. So October of last year, I started with that. So, I mean, that's good to me. I mean, just on Disney, I mean, I've been making money so far. So keep that in mind, guys. I mean, again, do your research if this is something you want to do. I mean, to me, it's exciting to make that kind of money for having your money sit there. And again, the more you use compound interest, and also any dividends you might get from your investment, you reinvest it again, and the possibilities are endless. I mean, don't take it from me. I'm sure you've read hundreds of books about people that have made all kind of crazy money online and on investing and on the stock market. I mean, I'm not there yet, but I hope to be there one day where I'll have a nice chunk of money. And I mean, again, this is a long-term game for me. It's not short-term. I'm not trying to become a millionaire next month. I do see this as a long-term gain. So I just keep on investing, keep on doing my research, and hopefully, I'll be on the green all this year and the years coming. So if you have any questions, guys, I'll be happy to answer anything that I can. If not, I'll do the research to answer the question for you. Again, I'm not an investor, so I'm just sharing my experience with you. If you want to make a decision on whether or not to buy or even invest, that's up to you. Or if you just want to listen to me for whatever reason, I appreciate it. And thank you very much for listening to the Extra Dinero podcast. We will continue with eBay selling. I've been extremely busy with work and school, and I've been under the weather for a week or two. So I'll be back with more eBay selling. So thanks again, guys. I really appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you have any questions, shoot me an email to theextradenaro@gmail.com. That's theextradenaro@gmail.com. I almost forgot what I was spelling. Or you can find me on Instagram @extra_denaro, or leave a comment on the podcast. You know, give it a like if you like what you're listening to. If you have any comments, being negative or positive, obviously we want to see the positive. But leave any comment you want. I really appreciate your time for listening. You have a great and wonderful and productive day. Thank you.